You know what, Jared?
What?
Fuck off.
I appreciate that. All right, welcome to Hear Me Out. We're back for another week. Cameron, you're here.
I'm here. Hello.
Steven, you're here.
Hello there.
Jared, you're here.
Hello.
How we doing, boys?
Fantastic.
Fabulous.
How are you doing?
Wonderful.
I'm good. Are we hockey people now? Are we officially hockey people?
I've always been a hockey person.
I have never heard you once talk about hockey.
I mean, I've been to probably more games than them too.
Go Hippos.
Did you guys enjoy yourselves?
I did. I had a
Saturday
great
night.
YMCA. I needed some help with that. That's all.
Why didn't you all jump in on that?
You had the perfect opportunity to be on the Jumbotron there, Steven, because they had a dad cam.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't move. They had the New Balances up there and everything. You just wouldn't get up. Wouldn't participate. Why not?
My child wasn't there, so.
I saw a lot of dads up there that didn't have their kids around.
Yeah. I mean, you almost made the Jumbotron.
Oh, those
heathens.
Those heathens behind me made it. Why do I always get stuck with the kids behind me or the unruly people?
What are you talking about?
The two jabroni kids who sat behind us.
Were they there the whole time or what?
Well.
Were those their actual seats or did they just go, oh, nobody's sitting there. We're
I don't know.
Right
but
behind this guy.
Whoever their parental figures were probably there for a total of 5 minutes.
Yeah, they did miss quite a bit of the game. I mean, they was enjoying themselves, though.
My ears weren't enjoying them, screaming right into them.
He said, if they kick my seat one more time.
And the little bastards were kicking my seat the entire time.
What was you going to do, though?
Well, I was waiting for the parental figures to come back, but every time I turned around, there was nobody there.
Oh, so you were going to say, excuse me, sir, your children are kicking my seat.
I was hoping that one of them would have noticed me looking back multiple times in a three-minute span. They would have noticed.
But they weren't there.
They were never there long enough. Where? I did hear them say, bro, this cotton candy is bussin'.
Hell yeah, it probably was.
They're like eight. Why is that in their vocabulary?
I don't know. The nachos were bussing, though.
I got done with my pretzel, and I pulled out one of my hot dogs. Nikki's like, I forgot you had those because I had them in my hoodie pocket.
Oh, I didn't even know you had hot dogs.
Yeah. She was calling them pocket wieners.
I thought you were about to say you smuggled in hot dogs.
No. I got two hot dogs, pretzel, and I ate the pretzel. And like I said, I had the hot dogs in my hoodie pocket. She's like, I forgot you had those. And she called them pocket wieners.
I mean, that's an accurate description.
Yep.
Too bad they lost, but it was a good time.
It was a good time.
We going to go back?
I'll go back whenever y'all want to.
I'll hold you to it. Jared, you were the one I was worried about not enjoying yourself.
I mean, what? Why?
Because we can never base, like.
You show no emotion.
There you go.
I mean, we did get lost there for a minute. We just made a circle around.
Well, we wasn't lost.
We wasn't lost, but.
Let's back up even further than that. We probably would have been in that parking garage.
Well, yeah, we would have been in the parking
garage.
Yeah,
to go back and forget their damn wallet.
Yeah.
Oh, we wouldn't have. Uh-oh.
We would have been flying pretty easily into that, that parking garage.
I don't think it would have made a difference if we would have got there before or after because they was just allowing East people with passes.
No.
Yeah, I mean, we lost 20 minutes.
Yeah.
No, we did not.
Yeah, we did.
We did. 10 minutes back, and then another 10 minutes.
That does not take no 10 minutes to get from Brinkley's to your house. No way. You know, I'll pull Jared. Maybe if you don't drive like a grandpa.
Well, I will say when we were driving over there, he was not driving like a grandpa.
You were.
Did that make you happy?
No, because I didn't know where I was going.
Oh.
Well,
I had to go 80 miles an hour to catch up with him.
And then you and Kevin missed the whole getting directions to the arena. Scott's telling him how to get there. And, you know, Southgate Bridge. And Steven's like, that does nothing for me.
You were naming it the wrong bridge.
Well, I'll give you that.
He was calling it the Roebling.
I'll give you that. But I got it. I said, Steven, take the 8-ball exit, go towards the aquarium, and take the bridge right there next to the aquarium. Now you're speaking my language.
I was literally reading it off the map.
And Steven knew exactly where to go.
If I would have said bridge by the aquarium, would have you known that one?
That probably would have narrowed it down for me.
Well, I'll remember that for next time.
Well, I mean, next time he's not going to need direction.
Yeah, I don't know right where to go.
We'll just make sure One, Cameron doesn't forget his wallet.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, we might need to park in Newport and walk over.
Well, that got nixed immediately.
Why?
Yeah.
Nikki.
Oh.
Because I made her do that.
Not a fan.
No. I mean, to be fair, it was the middle of summer, and we was going to Great American for a concert, so we parked in Covington and walked the bridge.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it was, like, 90 degrees out. She just had her hair dyed, so the sweat was, like, making her dye come out a little bit. And yeah.
That is brutal.
Yeah.
Well, next time, Jared, you'll have to request the tickets for us. So.
Why?
I mean, Scott just keeps requesting all these tickets under his name. There you go. Denied.
Nah.
You don't want to be greedy.
Exactly. Nah. How even long is hockey season?
I think they've got a couple months left.
Oh.
Be my guess. I don't know. There's always next season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Next season.
I will say I don't like their new logo.
The Cyclones logo?
Yeah.
Why?
Changed?
Yeah. They changed from the original Cyclone cartoon.
They should have kept that one. That one looks so much better than that stupid C.
I mean, everybody's just going to a letter now.
I know. It's stupid. They should have kept the Twister. It looked better.
I don't make those.
I mean, I don't really like the Bengals B either.
No,
like,
they need the...
I would rather go back to the Tiger.
Yeah.
Or just go back to the striped helmet. I'm fine with that. Without the logo on it.
No, the Tiger. If I was you, I'd want the Tiger.
They used to just have one that was just...
Just the helmet.
Orange helmet and black stripes.
I do not remember that.
Yeah. I don't remember that either. I only ever remember the Tiger.
Boy,
the
I remember that.
The leaping Bengal. Now they can put that back on the 50-yard line. I'd be fine with that.
That's what I want.
Did you know that they named them the Bengals after like a damn refrigerator or something like that? It's
after
not
a refrigerator.
Yeah, like the original name was for a refrigerator, not a tiger.
Had no idea. I do know the B logo has like been a prototype since the team was founded. It was a option for the helmet.
I mean, I feel like the B is because Mike Brown wants it to be a B, but
no, that's the Browns.
What do you mean?
Aren't the Browns named after Paul Brown?
Right, but they don't have anything to do with the Browns anymore, though.
Well, he founded the Browns.
Right, but then they kicked him out, and that's why he made the Bengals, and that's why he made them the same color and stuff, because he wanted to say F-U.
We've been to three more Super Bowls than they've ever had been. Take that. Shove it.
Yeah, stick that in your pipe, buddy.
Steven, are you looking something up?
I'm trying to find him a picture of the old Bengals field, but not having much luck.
Because I don't think it exists.
Of the Bengals field? Of the leaping?
No, the helmet on the field. Helmet. It does exist.
Do you remember this, Jared?
No, I do not.
Fake fans?
Yep.
Yep.
Cameron, did you have any grievances from last week because you weren't here? You told me you were very upset about being spoiled on Ant-Man and Black Panther Wakanda Forever, even though it's on Disney Plus now.
Yeah, I'm listening. And, you know, you all just start talking about these movies. And then, like, after, like, the third movie, Jared goes, spoiler alert. And I'm like, well, we're already too far gone for that.
Let me get out my magnifying glass so I can see that.
I mean, it's right there.
It looks like a magnet.
Let me see.
Oh, you don't? I wasn't even talking about that one. You don't remember that one with the Bengal face on it either?
No. I just remember the
I got a bad memory, okay? I don't remember.
I remember the leaping tiger and just the big ass bee.
Yeah.
And
because, I mean, this helmet has to be before the leaping tiger, right? When the leaping tiger's been gone for
10, 12 years, 13 years? I don't know. I don't even think Andy Dalton ever played with the leaping tiger.
Bengal.
Leaping Bengal.
What a jackass.
A Bengal is a tiger.
And a refrigerator. Or some appliance. Maybe it was an oven. I can't remember.
Some kind of kitchen appliance.
Yes, I think. Do your own research.
But yeah, back to last week's episode. Yeah, I mean, y'all could have said, we're getting ready to have spoilers if you want to skip over this part.
Well,
he did say.
I tried to get him to put in timestamps for people, but Scott said, fuck that. I don't care about our listeners.
I mean, that's not a bad idea, Jared.
Thank you.
Cameron, do you read the descriptions I put out on each episode?
I do.
You don't?
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
How are you going to tell him what he does and doesn't do?
Because I guarantee you he does not.
They're on my Apple Podcast. What do
that
you
doesn't mean you read them.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you read them.
I do read them, though, because I want to see if you say anything funny.
And the answer is always no.
Ouch.
Oh.
I don't hear any disagreement from Cameron, so, and he's the one who reads them.
Yeah, how would you know if they're funny or not, Jared? Because you don't read them
well,
either.
Well, I'm just assuming.
Hey, okay, you want me to read last week's?
No, well.
Yeah, sure. Might as well. All what right. else do we got
have to
do?
The guys are back up to recording. The guys are back after recording an unreleased episode. Sports. Russell Wilson back in the news and not in a good way. The Broncos find a new QB coach and a new defensive coordinator. Bengals offense. Or offseason outlook. Jared knows nothing and cares about football. Only cares about football on Sundays at 1 p.m.
With an asterisk with because an asterisk. Time changes. Mm-hmm. Ha 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 ha.
Nah.
Red spring training started and 2023 season is looking dreadful. Jared explains some new MLB rules to Scott and names some baseball teams. By the way, speaking of that, I was impressed by that, Jared.
I don't understand. You all
I mean,
act
he was
like
naming
I'm,
some teams that I wouldn't even got.
I mean, I feel like that's common knowledge.
Well, you might want to brush up on your college team names because that's coming around pretty soon.
I don't never
Selection happen. Sunday is this coming Sunday.
What the hell is Selection Sunday?
What do you mean, what the hell is Selection Sunday?
For the
Sunday?
NCAA tournament. It's a big Sunday for college basketball.
Oh, yeah.
They release the brackets.
Yeah, they select.
What teams make the NCAA
tournament? Right, right. Yep.
On a Sunday.
How many teams make the NCAA tournament, Jared?
64. 69. 70.
68.
Fuck. I knew it was somewhere around there.
And then rounding out the show, the guys played a game of Family Feud. Nothing in there about movies or anything.
I didn't
you
put
know
anything
what
about movies in there.
Yeah, that was like whoops, 3/4 of the show.
Because I forgot to take notes when I was editing it. I was just trying to do it from memory.
So see, how was I supposed to know you all had anything about movies in there? Like I said, we get through... I wasn't upset about the Black Panther because, you know, I've had time to watch it. I'll give you all that. But when you all start talking about Ant-Man and the Wasp, I'm like, well, son of a bitch.
We really didn't say anything about plot except Kang.
I mean.
And you knew Kang was in the movie.
I don't know who Kang is.
You do know who Kang. Did you didn't watch Loki.
Nope.
Okay, you don't know who Kang is, but he's been in the promo material for this movie since the first trailer.
I mean,
he's already made an appearance in Loki.
Spoiler alert.
Is that the one you were talking about?
No, the one I'm talking about, I thought just, maybe I'm thinking of the white helmet with just, it's the all white and the black stripes. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking about.
We did talk about MODOK, and I don't think he was ever.
Yes, he was.
He was?
Yeah, he was in the trailers.
Oh, I didn't watch the trailers. I don't know. Shocker. Okay, well, so then, yeah, we didn't spoil anything.
Yeah, we just talked about visuals.
It's fine. I mean, y'all talked about how the green screen didn't look good or something like that.
That didn't give away any plot details.
Whoa. I mean,
why don't you chew a little closer to the microphone
I was gonna
there?
Say, I really enjoy this eating ASMR you got going on.
You all need to go back to your 67, 69 logo.
Nice.
Look at that guy.
That is disgusting.
That picked up perfect, Cameron.
I mean, let's do it.
I can't see that shit.
You got cataracts.
Which one's your favorite logo?
Whoops. Shit. Face. I know the password. I don't know why I gave it back unless you changed
it's
it.
It's been the same for...
Yeah.
The 97 to 04.
81, 86.
Yeah, 97 to 04.
With the Bengal face?
Great minds think alike.
Try again.
Which one did you like?
81
Just
to 86.
The stripes. 81-86.
What's the difference between the 2004?
I'm glad you brought that up because I wanted to know the difference too.
Is it the orange? I mean, the orange kind of looks different.
You're colorblind.
This is perfect for an audio podcast.
Tell me the difference between the two Bs.
The now was the orange is more of a burnt orange.
Okay, so I was right.
They look the same to me.
Look at the well, I can't say look at the oranges. You're colorblind.
Yeah.
Aren't you colorblind too, Cameron?
Don't look at the stripes.
It's also like it looks shorter and fatter too.
No matter where you chew, Cameron, it's gonna get picked up.
Well, might as well just do it right into the mic then.
All right, let's go on to the other sports topics. Don't clap your hands. I'll cut it out myself.
Don't tell me what to do.
John Morant's in the news.
Not for good things.
He's not having a good time recently. Past what? Probably a week now, right? Well, the major things have happened in the past week. He's had some things, rumors going around all season with the group he hangs out with, family, close friends.
I don't really know. I just know about the one thing.
I mean, I obviously know what you're talking about, but for the listeners out there.
So, yesterday it came out that he was on his Instagram Live in a club holding a gun and, like, waving it around and everything. So, now he's taking a couple of days away from the team to, reevaluate himself. And
here you go. Here's a timeline. Starting from February 5th to suspended for two games, a minimum. Yeah. March 4th. February 5th. On January 29th, the Grizzlies emerged victorious 112-100 against the Pacers, but drama ensued after the game.
I was going to keep my mouth shut about
that. A report by The Athletic. It didn't sound like right after I said it. A report by The Athletic on February 5th, several Pacers staffers felt that they were in grave danger after acquaintances of Grizzly star Ja Morant aggressively confronted members of the Pacers' traveling party near the team's bus in the loading area at FedEx Forum. Later, someone in a slow-moving SUV, which Morant was riding in, trained a red laser on the team bus, the Pacers' team bus. March 1st, the Washington Post releases a story after obtaining a police report stating that Ja Morant was involved in two separate incidents last summer. First, Morant was accused of repeatedly punching a teenager in the head during a pickup basketball game on his property before he went into his house, grabbed a gun, put it in his waistband, and flashed it at the teen.
Morant, a teenager?
A 17-year-old. Morant's agent, Jim Tanner, disputed that report. Quote, any and every allegation involving a firearm has been fully investigated and could not be corroborated. This includes the NBA investigation last month in which they found no evidence. And then the second incident, John Morant's mother was a finish line at a local mall when he got into a shouting match with a store employee before calling her son, who showed up with nine of his friends. They began heckling the security guard and even pushed him in the head before asking what time he got off work, and which the guard took as a threat. He filed a police report, but no one was arrested. And then Saturday night, he hops on Instagram Live. He's at a nightclub, like Cameron said, shirtless, waving a gun.
How old is this guy?
Ja Morant's what, 22?
I think he's, let's see.
Hold on.
He's got to be like fresh out of college, right?
No, I think.
Ja Morant's 23.
23, yeah. I was going to say, because I watched him play at Moorhead.
Well, yeah, he played at Murray. He went to high school around Murray, went to Murray State, now plays for the Grizzlies. So, like, everything's, it's all right there, pretty much. Like, it's a very. So
Aaron Hernandez all over again.
I hope it doesn't escalate to that.
Did you see his statement that he
put out? No.
So, this is from Ja. I take full responsibility for my actions last night. I'm sorry to my family, teammates, coaches, fans, partners, the city of Memphis, and the entire Grizzlies organization for letting you down. I'm going to take some time away to get help and work on learning better methods of dealing with stress and my overall well-being.
So he was officially suspended for two games, and then he put out the statement, pretty sure after the fact, that said he was going to be stepping away for a little bit. No one knows what that means, if that's more than the two games or what. But it all kind of snowballed really quick for him.
I'm assuming this guy is, like, good, like one of their best players.
John Morant's
star.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the Grizzlies, and he's one of the better players in the league.
Probably top 10 in the league.
I feel like I'd be cutting ties if I were them just to get him away from.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
He's too good. He's their franchise player.
Yeah.
I guess, but. Like I said, that's why what people blame the Aaron Hernandez thing on was him staying in the same area with all the scumbags that he grew up with.
Well, that, and he also had a lot of enablers when he went away to Florida to play college, and then when he went back to New England. That I agree with, because he was born and raised in the New England area. We're talking about
Hernandez.
Hernandez right now.
Yeah, but didn't you say that Ja Morant is the same way? Like he's from Memphis or whatever.
Well, he's from
like that Western area. Kentucky.
Yeah. So it's very, very close. So his bubble might have not been like he might have not been able to experience going away for anything. I don't know.
Ja's dad looks like a dick too.
Yeah, there was also that Shannon Sharp incident at a Grizzlies game.
I mean, his dad has gotten into it with multiple people at games this year.
Yeah, but like I don't know. I was watching one Grizzlies game here just a couple weeks ago, and his dad was, of course, on the front row. And, like, I don't know, just the whole interaction. Like, I think they have a good relationship because Ja went over and was, like, high-fiving him and stuff, celebrating. But, I don't know, he just gives me the wrong vibe.
Bad vibes. Hopefully, you know, he'll take his two games and actually reflect on things, and it's just not a statement to be put out. But they won't trade him. They won't do anything. Think of it as LeBron in Cleveland. That's what Ja is to Memphis.
Yeah, but I don't think LeBron was doing crazy ass shit.
That's also true. I was just trying to help you connect
right.
How important he is.
Oh, I see.
That's his dad. Then he
like
just
fucking
Usher.
Yeah, I was gonna say that Usher? Guy looks familiar. Yeah, he looks exactly like Usher.
Look, it's funny you said that because they actually sat next to each other during a game. One time.
They're fucking twins. Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. If they wouldn't have had the names on me,
I would have had no clue.
How do you know the names are right?
I mean, I guess I don't, but I'm assuming they
got. We would have heard about that if the names weren't right.
Right.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, I see it.
I didn't know with your cataract issue if you needed to pass it around.
Thanks, Jared. You started that. What other sports topics you guys got?
Kentucky basketball.
Wow.
Well, high school and college, because we saved some high school college drama for when you got back. Hopefully you were in the know on some of the stuff.
You're talking about the fight that happened in Edmondson and versus Grayson?
I think that's what that one was.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that much about it other than there was a fight between like a grandpa or something.
There was that was the one I'm thinking of was in like West Virginia or something. Like the head coach got into it with somebody, like a dad behind the bench or something.
But oh yeah.
Kentucky high school basketball is nuts.
Yeah, I mean these parents just don't know how to let their kids just play.
Be kids.
Yeah, and just let them play. Stop yelling.
And like let the coach be the coach. Don't
yes.
Aren't you guys glad your dad got out of the whole reffing stuff business when he did, because it's just gotten worse.
I mean, to be fair, he only ref middle school, so
right, but
still,
I mean it's awful. Well, when you have some parents up there just, you know, giving the refs a business no matter what.
Yeah,
I mean they would do it for elementary school kids. They don't care.
Yeah, I mean I just remember when I was in school with
I think somebody in this room also got tossed out of a high school game too, rec game.
Yeah, he did.
Along with that same refereeing dad. Maybe I don't have a lot of room to talk here.
But they wasn't trying to coach me either, or they wasn't after like my coach. They was, I mean,
they were after the refs because they were
you're
blind
damn straight
as bats.
I was.
Yeah, I'm talking about like parents and coaches. Like, let the coach do what he thinks is best for the team. He's at the practice every day. The parents aren't.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Like, I don't care about the refs. I mean, if parents want to yell at the refs because of a bad call, I yell at the refs too, but I mean, I'm probably not going to.
There's a difference between just, you know, yelling at the ref every once in a while, but continuously harping on them.
Yeah.
Well, like, sometimes they deserve it.
No, nobody deserves that.
Yes.
No. They're just doing a job.
Well, they're doing a piss poor job. No. I'm going to let them know about it.
Do you want somebody to come to your work and just harp on you all day long?
If I'm doing a bad job, yes.
No.
I can't fix anything that I don't know about.
That is
if I'm
true.
Doing something wrong,
yeah,
I need to be known.
So you're one of the people who make why there's a shortage of refs and umpires and everything like that. Because you just can't let the kids play. You always got to have something going on. Always got to be a problem.
Let the kids on the court yell at the refs.
You can't call travel every 30 seconds. You can't, you know, balls and strikes. You got to have a little wiggle room. They're kids. Who cares? Your kid's not going to be a professional athlete.
Well, not if the refs keep screwing
exactly.
screwing his tape up.
Screw his tape up.
But, yeah, I mean, just I was more focused on the coaching and the coaches and parents. Like, the coach knows what he's doing. He is a coach for a reason. Like, if your kid's not trying in practice, there's probably a reason why he's on the bench, you know?
I agree. Little Timmy sucks. Just sorry.
And I don't even think parents should be the coach of their kids' teams either.
Well, sometimes people get desperate, and that's all you can get.
But that's just my opinion.
You're going to say, why? Yeah. Why do you say that?
Jared's dad coached him.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't the star,
and
though.
Look how he turned out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Troy said if the ball didn't touch Steven's hands, he was coming out too, didn't it? Didn't he say something like that along the lines?
Well, that was implied, I think. Not sure if he told, like, 13-year-olds that you're going to be sitting on the bench if you don't give the guy the ball, but...
At least if it doesn't touch his hands at least once in the possession, right?
I mean, we knew who our LeBron was.
They knew who buttered their bread.
Yeah.
You knew who to get the ball to score.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it to him?
Well, I didn't really get the ball that much, to be honest. I was more of a... I mean, if I crashed the boards, I would dish it out to him, you know.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't, like, running the offense or anything like that.
You were just taking up space.
And playing defense.
Okay.
I was.
He set good screens.
Yeah, I was a defensive specialist and a crash the boards type of guy.
Oh, okay.
He was the physical
force
we needed.
Right.
I'm just imagining Jared being the defensive lockdown guy slapping the court.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had a coach tell us if we didn't, like, on defense, like, if we was, like, making a run and we didn't slap the court to try to, like, you know, get everybody pumped up on defense, we was coming out.
That's stupid. Then what would happen if you just got roasted? Like,
I feel like you also had probably the worst intramural coaches of all time. Pretty much every year you played. Oh, okay, well. Still,
I didn't slap the floor and I came out because, for one, I wasn't fast enough to slap the court and get back up.
As soon as hand would have touched it, shoulder.
That's when he was a little chubby.
Yeah.
We all been there.
That was his chubby phase.
Yeah, sixth grade, and then he tried to play me at point guard, and I'm like, dude, I can't. I'm not fast enough. Trust me, I'd love to be point guard. Be have the ball in your hands all the time, you know.
That sounds about right for you.
What?
Got to be in control. Should have heard him last night when we were driving to the game. Steven, do you think?
Even before to the game. Well, why are you turning here? This ain't where how you get to Jared's.
I would have went up.
I would have went on up a light.
Well, when I do it this way.
Wait, he wanted to turn by Chipotle.
Yeah.
Rookie mistake. You don't go that way.
See?
There's too many damn cars on the road.
And then leaving.
Parked on the road and shit.
And then leaving. Well, I wouldn't have went this way. You should have went the other way.
Unbelievable.
It's speechless.
I mean, to be fair, I only knew the one way to get to your apartment. So.
Oh, well, you learn something new every day.
Yeah, I didn't know you could turn there. I mean, I probably won't remember that anyways.
Oh.
I don't know NKU's campus very well.
You don't need to know.
You don't even go on NKU's campus.
Kinda, you do.
No, you don't even touch the campus.
Yeah, well, I'll
you use a quarter of the roundabout.
I don't need to tell people exactly how to get to my house or anything.
Oh, it's okay when you dox me, but
I don't need anybody coming in and chopping my head off.
I don't even know NKU's campus that well.
I probably wouldn't know either, and I graduated from the place.
How do y'all not know your all's campus?
Because I haven't stepped foot on it since I graduated.
That's a lie. We walked around there playing Pokemon Go one night.
But it's changed since then.
That was after you graduated, though.
Okay.
I was like,
you got me on that one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sick of you lying all the time.
Cameron, what's going on with UK basketball?
Got a big win yesterday.
Saturday,
sorry.
If you say yesterday, this gets... They're going to think you'd won Tuesday.
Okay, they got
Well, we probably did, by God. We're playing, I don't know who we're playing.
That was so strong.
The game on Saturday, 3-4-23 against Arkansas was the last game of the regular season.
So they're not going to play a game Tuesday.
Oh, well, I'll be dogged. What about the SEC tournament?
That starts
we locked
Friday.
Up the 3 seed.
Or, well, it starts Wednesday.
They're not playing till Friday.
But we don't play till Friday.
Which was huge.
Wait.
Huge.
Now we get the double.
Bigly.
Now we get the double bye.
Deuce, deuce.
The top four seeds in the conference tournament.
He looks so confused.
Oh,
right now.
I guess they have to seed the SEC tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, because every team makes the tournament.
Yeah, that's how tournaments work.
Yeah, that
makes the conference
sense.
Tournament.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was the number three seed,
right.
The top four seeds get double byes. So they don't have to play till Friday.
How many teams are in this thing?
12? Is there 12 teams in the SEC?
No, I think it's more than that.
I think there's 14.
I think it's 14.
Okay. 12.
That's because it's going to be 16 with
Oklahoma
and Texas.
Okay, there's 14 teams.
Hmm.
Starts Wednesday night.
Well, hell yeah.
Then we get the late game on Friday
See,
night.
No, you should say the game starts tonight. The SEC tournament starts tonight.
Because this will be released on Wednesday, so.
Okay, the SEC
we've been doing this for 2 years now, Cameron.
Starts tonight.
Actually, I've only been doing it for like a year and a half. Thank you.
We've been doing this as a collective unit for 2 years.
Well,
over
collectively,
2 years.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It's about time we end his fucking reign of terror.
Stand up to the man.
Yeah.
Okay, the SEC tournament starts tonight. I don't know who's playing.
If only you could figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the bracket's out there somewhere.
Where's Kentucky? Where are they going to be seated at in the...
Well...
Probably, right now, we're looking at a 6 or 7 seed.
But if we get to Championship Sunday, we could, you know, bump ourselves up to a 5 or a 4 seed.
Even getting to a five seed for you guys, that would be a giant improvement from the sky was falling 3 weeks ago.
All right. So the games tonight. The first game is South Carolina versus Ole Miss. South Carolina being the 12 seed, Ole Miss being the 13.
So yeah. What happens if they win the tournament?
Well, they get an automatic bid then into the NCAA tournament.
Does that do you get to be like number one if
no.
you win?
No.
No.
Oh, well, that's stupid.
But Alabama
Alabama would probably be out
right
of
now
one
the
seed.
Overall one seed.
Well,
in the tournament.
They might not even get
as of, you know, 3 days ago.
They might not even get a one seed in the NCAA tournament now. Because they just lost to
They're not going to drop from the number one overall to not getting a one seed at all.
They're still going to be a one seed.
What if they don't win the tournament?
Yeah, if they lose,
they'll still
probably.
They're
Friday,
one of the top teams in the country.
If they lose Friday, they could become.
I mean, they have nothing to play for except that number one overall seed.
I think
they're locked in as a one.
I don't think they're going to get the number one overall seed anyways over Houston.
Houston?
They about lost Sunday night. Did you see that?
They won on a buzzer beater. Houston. Can't wait. Well, I think they're going to the Big 12 too.
How's Cincinnati?
Yep, they're there. They're gonna have to win the whole thing to
get in.
Yeah, they're not.
Well, I mean,
unless for some reason they can make a run and lose in the championship game of their conference tournament, it's not gonna go well.
Hey, okay, but you're telling me there's a chance.
I'm not even gonna tell you that because they could slip up and lose to like Tulane in the first round. Really?
I mean, didn't Houston lose to Tulane?
Tulane only won one conference game.
Oh, yikes. Moorhead lost the other night, Jared.
What a shame.
How's NKU doing?
They're on in the championship game of the Horizon, I believe.
Are they? So they could make the NCAA tournament.
Did you hear some dude for their baseball team hit 2 grand slams in one inning?
Yeah, hit and then hit for the cycle for the game.
That pitcher must be dog water.
Dog water port 3?
Mm-hmm.
Port 3?
Part 3?
Port 3? Yeah, they're the NKU's in the championship game.
When does that get played?
Tomorrow night. Actually, that would have been played already, Cameron. They play on Monday.
Oh.
And they...
You're not going to splice in fucking shit. Don't act like you're going to splice in whether they won or lost.
I'll say they win.
They win. They won.
Yeah, they won.
They punched their ticket to the NCAA tournament.
And once I go to record this part, and if they lose, I'll just cut it out.
Exactly. That's a big win for NKU. Vikings?
Norris.
So, the West Coast Conference has the most bizarre bracket I've ever seen. Have you all seen their bracket for their conference tournament? Look at
the West Coast Conference? That's not Gonzaga's conference, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, what am I thinking of? There's a West... I'm thinking of the WAC.
Look at that bracket. It's the most bizarre tournament bracket I've ever seen.
What's so wild about it?
Every team gets a bye except for like the bottom four.
So the top four teams get a bye?
No. The top six teams get a bye.
No.
You
said every team except the bottom four get a bye. Oh, every team except the bottom four get a bye. Gotcha. I follow now.
That's what he said, yeah.
Yep. That math checks out.
I mean, it's basically like the OVC. The top two teams make it to the semifinals, and all they got to do.
That's how theirs is set up, too?
Well,
Morehead got a double bye and lost.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's because they were rusty from sitting around all the time.
They did lose to the eventual winners, Southeast Missouri Conference Tech or something.
Southeast Missouri Conference Tech.
Southeast Missouri.
That's it. That's
no name. Conference, no tech.
Yeah, I mean.
Southeast Missouri.
Yep. Hell yeah. Good school, I heard.
I mean, I bet.
Where's it at?
Missouri.
I bet you it's not.
About the southwest part. Oh, it's like a Kansas City type deal.
Probably.
I gotcha.
I was hoping for Morehead to, you know, win the tournament and get in.
Did you want to see the bracket?
No, it ain't going to mean shit to me. That is wild.
What was your thoughts, Scott?
That's what you kind of have to do with, you know, conferences that kind of stacked like that. The SEC is going to get interesting when Oklahoma and Texas join next year.
2 years.
No, they're coming early.
2024.
It's 2023 right now. They will be playing.
Yeah, but we still have one more full season before they come. So technically, it'd be 2 years from now. You did this shit to me the other night with the Bengals, so I don't want to hear it from you.
Yeah.
He said something about the Super Bowl, and I said, well, we was just there last year. Nope, it's been 2 years.
It has been two Super Bowls ago.
Okay, well, it'll be two seasons from now, too, when Oklahoma and Texas join the SEC.
Calm down, Jesus.
Get in, Cameron.
I agree, Cameron.
It won't be next year, because next year they're going to be still in the Big 12.
Exactly right.
I did have something. Now I got to find it.
Jared, you told me you had stuff locked away, locked and loaded for this
Actually,
show.
I do have something.
I forgot it all.
Okay, here we go. This is for
sports?
Yes. This is for you and Jared. Scott and Jared. Since 2001.
Jared's not going to
Since 2000. Since 2000. Can you tell me the top receivers, like with the most receiving yards for the Bengals?
Since the year 2000?
Since the year 2000.
AJ Green.
Yes, he was the top receiver in yards from 2011 to 2017.
Ja'Marr Chase.
2021 and 2022.
T. Higgins.
2020.
Tyler Boyd. Oh.
You've got everybody from 2011 to
Chad Johnson.
Yep, he was the receiving leader from 2002 to 2007 and 2009.
So how many am I missing? How many are we missing?
You're missing 1, 2, 3, 4, the 2000, 2001, 2008, and 2010.
2008? Just going to throw a name out there. Jerome Simpson.
I got no clue.
He left the Bengals and then went and played for Baltimore.
TJ Huzmanzada.
Yes.
See, I totally forget that he was a Raven.
I was going to say, I did not know he played for the Ravens.
I'm not going to be able to get anybody before Chad.
Okay, well, I think you should be able to get 2010. Pretty big name. Oh, actually, a really big name.
Oh, Terrell Owens.
Yep.
All right, I carried this four.
Good job.
Can you get the last two for us, Jared?
Is it the same? Or there's two?
Yeah, 2000 and 2001. It's the only one you're missing. I mean, I wouldn't got these people either. Peter Warwick.
Oh, P-Dub.
Okay. And then Darnay Scott. He only had 819 yards.
2001?
Yeah.
I think they won two games.
And then in 2000, Peter Warwick only had 592 receiving yards.
Jesus.
And that led the team. I don't know. I thought it was interesting my bad. You said Tyler Boyd. You was correct on that.
I thought I was.
He was 18 and 19 receiving leader. My bad. I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Did you all talk about Lamar wanting like a fully guaranteed like Deshaun Watson's deal?
I don't think so.
So do you know about that?
I don't know why you're looking at me. Your football talk always goes directed towards them two.
I texted them, so they already
know. To be fair.
I could have came up with Chad Johnson and Huzmanzada.
Would you have guessed it from him being a formal played for
no,
the
No, I was back here thinking Huzmanzada, but I'm like, nope, that was for Jared and Scott, not
me. He did direct it at us.
I did. I mean, was y'all surprised that I was able to name that he played for the Ravens after the Bengals?
You had to get that from somewhere. I don't think you knew that off the top of your head, because I guess I just blacked that one out.
I want to say he played somewhere else after the Ravens, too. Like the Cardinals or something, maybe, for
that
a
was
year.
AJ Green.
Obviously. I'm pretty sure he played somewhere else. I don't know. Maybe the Rams when they was in St. Louis.
Boy, the Cardinals didn't do well on their
oh
team evaluation.
Yeah, talking about report cards. There you go, Jared. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know what y'all
do,
talking
yeah
about.
Hooch Majada played for the Bengals, the Seahawks, the Ravens, and the Raiders. I remember him on the Seahawks, not the Ravens or the Raiders. Yeah, the Cardinals finished last.
Yeah,
overall,
F-,
which is not a grade.
The Cardinals are the only team in the NFL that makes their players pay for meals at their facility.
Yikes.
Like, why would you do that?
What was the Bengals grade?
Well, we were like 27 out of 32 or something.
I think we also
like
got
that.
An F-.
How?
Because Mike Brown's a cheap son
Hold
of
on,
a
I'm pulling up the...
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't... What are we basing these scorecards off?
It's like food. It's
here,
like
it's
the facilities, training,
yeah, we
coaches.
We got an A in training staff.
Like how they treat your family, yeah, stuff like that.
Well, they said that the players' wives have to like breastfeed on the public floor bathroom and shit, which I don't really buy that, to be honest. But
well, how would you know?
I mean, I don't. But why?
So why are you doubting the scorecard?
Because why would you have to go to the public bathroom to breastfeed your kid? You can't, like, you're not in a suite. You can't just, like, step over to the hallway or something, or, like, you have to go to the public restroom.
All right, so here were the categories, Cameron. You have treatment of families, nutrition, weight room, strength training, training room, training staff, locker room, and travel.
I can see why we got an F minus. The only thing, I mean, don't they fly coach out of CVG when they go somewhere?
Let me. All right. So the Bengals, treatment of families, F. Food service and nutrition, F minus. Weight room, B plus. Strength coaching, A. Training room, D minus. Training staff, A. Locker room, D. Team travel, C. But most of these things are already being addressed, because Mike Brown had to wait for the taxpayers to approve an upgrade for the stadium, which most of the stuff is going to be included in. They just have to wait. I think it's the upgrade start 2023 season, 2024, like in between. But there were the major ones were like the Jags had rats. You already said, right?
Yeah,
they had a rat infestation for like 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Hell yeah.
I know the Cardinals have been in the news a lot with it.
Yeah, the what you brought up, the Cardinals making the players pay for their meals. But the Bengals weren't much better, because when they had off days, the kitchen wasn't open at all. So you just couldn't go in and get a banana if you wanted to. If you wanted to work out on your own.
I mean, I feel like if, like, Joe Burrow or Jamar Chase just went somewhere and wanted a banana, they could get it for free.
That's not the point, though.
I mean, I'm saying, like, if they just went to the local Kroger.
That's not the point, though.
You just have that banana. You come back for however many bananas you want.
Here's the top five. Vikings 1, Dolphins 2, Raiders 3, Texans 4, Cowboys 5. Bottom five going from last. The Commanders, the Cardinals, the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Jags, and then the Bengals at 27 overall.
Where did the Broncos finish?
Broncos. They finished 20th.
I can understand why the Commanders probably finished last. I mean, they had sewer running out during a game last year. So, I mean, I can only imagine what their practice facilities and whatnot.
So the union asked players to answer 60 questions about their team and to gauge performance in 8 categories, which we already talked about. The Vikings, who got at least an A- in every category, ranked 1 overall. The Washington football team ranked last, earning just 1 grade above C+, and 3 F- grades for the training room, locker room, and travel.
So these are the players answering these questions.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anonymously would be my
but
guess.
Also, like, yeah, I mean, the Raiders were, like, high up on the list, and, like, what have they done recently? Like,
and it looks like you're wrong. 7 teams don't offer first-class seats to players. The Bears, the Cowboys, the Eagles, Colts, Bucks, Titans, and Commanders. So the Bengals look like they just don't fly. They fly first class. They don't fly coach, apparently.
Oh.
Six teams make their young players have roommates on the road. The Bills, the Colts, the Chiefs, the Bucks, the Titans, and the Commanders. Jacksonville, ranked 28th overall, dealt with a month-long rat infestation in their locker room. And then what we already talked about, the Cardinals charged or deducted meals from player paychecks.
I mean,
they're making millions.
I was going to say, we don't have a damn cafeteria where I work, where I can go in there and get me a fucking lunch every day. So I think they'll be okay.
If I was a professional athlete, I would expect my food at the facility to be included.
Yeah.
I mean,
if college players get their meals and stuff for free.
But that's in there with their scholarships, though.
No, it's not.
A meal plan?
But the UK basketball team has their own chef in the craft center. The football team has their own chef in whatever the hell they call their practice facility, to where they don't have to.
Yeah, but college kids ain't making the money that professional athletes are.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't see a problem with making the players pay for food.
I'm with you.
I don't. I mean,
I guess we're just in a different boat there, Steven.
Because I'm with you.
I think
you.
It's weird.
I do, too.
College, I mean, I feel like that's included in their scholarship. They're somewhat paying for it, but not really. I don't know.
They have NIL money now, so they get paid. Hell, make them go buy their own lunch.
I mean, have at it. I had to buy my own lunch when I went to college.
Yeah. I mean,
have a meal plan?
You also weren't generating millions of dollars for your college.
Well, who's to say?
Your college.
Who's to say?
Your college.
I don't know. The whole food thing, nah.
Yeah.
Now, travel, I think.
Also,
I think,
I saw that. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, I was interrupting you.
No, keep interrupting him.
Sorry.
Give him a taste of his own damn medicine.
No, I will not do that to you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
I was going to say, I saw that the Bengals, it said that they don't buy supplements or whatever for their players.
Like, yeah.
You can buy your own fucking protein powder, too, and throw it in your gym bag before you come to the stadium.
To me, that kind of just feels like they're old. Like, that's still the old school mentality of we don't need supplements.
Well, I mean,
you could have a bunch of old heads in that department.
Yeah.
We don't need them.
I don't know. I mean, the only thing I could see the team should, pay for is, travel. Every team should have their own private jet to get teams back and forth.
Private jet, that's where you get in trouble the Commanders did, because with their owner, Dan Snyder, he leased his, he let the team use his private jet, apparently, but made them pay him to use the logo. It was a weird thing.
just buy the team owns the private jet, put the Cincinnati Bengals across the side.
You think Mike Brown is going to dish out money?
Well,
for
I was
going to
say, not Mike Brown is not going to pay for it, but he'll make Paycor or somebody pay for it.
CVG a big sponsor?
I mean, just make the NFL should probably buy every team a private
jet. Yeah, that's a good point, too.
That way, these people aren't getting not even just flying first class. They don't have to share a plane with just regular old Joes. You know?
I don't think they have to share a
plane.
I don't think so either.
I'm not going to go get on a plane and, oh, shit, there's Joe Burrow.
Right, yeah.
What is he doing sitting back here with me?
Right. Mr. Burrow. Yeah.
I mean, he's flying first class, but.
No, I don't think they're on a regular Joe flight.
I don't know. Just.
Oh, my God, they're stone hands.
Jared, that's your fault.
I mean, I said it one time and he latched on to it. I don't know what you want to say.
I mean, to be fair, he was pretty. He had stone
hands. He fucking catch the goddamn thing and that wouldn't happen.
You would think catching the touchdown in the AFC Championship game last year.
I got no problem with him now.
I'm release him of that nickname.
He's the one. He heard it one time. And he's like,
how come
a leech?
Joe Mixon doesn't
he
have
just
a
sucked
nickname?
It up.
I mean, cut Joe Mixon. That can be Joe Mixon's nickname. Cut him. Get rid of him. Save money.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know how I feel. I've been banging the drum since week 3.
I mean, I wasn't there, but this whole thing that happened – right before the Bills game or whatnot.
Everything was dismissed. It's still not a good look, but for me, it's a performance issue.
Yeah, I mean.
Cameron, you and I are going to have to do a draft day or a draft special because Jared wants no part of it.
I heard that last week. I mean, I'm going to be with – I know a few players, but I won't be able to – I couldn't do a draft, mock draft.
You and I could sit down and we can do homework and we can come up with a mock draft apiece.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like he really knows.
I know the quarterbacks.
You can look at positions that you want the Bengals to fill and do, like, a quick Google search on the potential players.
Left tackle.
Jonah Williams is not going anywhere, man. He's your left tackle. At least for one more year. He is a serviceable left tackle. Stop looking at sack numbers. I know that's a big hubbub, but he's a serviceable left tackle. They're just not going to let him walk. They're just not going to say, here you go. Here's the starting left tackle.
I did see where they're going to start Jackson Carmen at right tackle.
No, he's in the mix. It's not a guaaranteed. He just didn't get the job.
I mean, he should have the job at left tackle.
There's a reason why he didn't work out the year before.
He was a hell of a lot better than Jonah Williams.
I mean, the year before he made the Super Bowl, so.
He didn't.
Oh.
He was riding the pine.
Talk about an old saying. Old head saying.
Is ride the pine an old head saying? I mean, I know they're not wood benches anymore. I was aluminum. Ride the aluminum. That doesn't just roll off the tongue. Nothing. Nobody. Not even going to. Okay.
I don't know the origin of ride the pine.
Sit on the bench.
I mean, I know what it means. I don't know who started it, what year it was founded. I don't know if it's an old saying.
He likes calling me old.
You'll be there one day.
Jared, he called me old. That hat I wore last night, he's like, yeah, that hat, that's you.
Sunday night, Saturday night.
What's that supposed to mean?
That's what I've been trying to figure out.
We got in the truck, and Steven said.
I must have missed a lot,
The first thing Steven said when we got in the truck, what do you think of my hat?
This was before Cameron knew he lost his wallet.
Oh, this wasn't the Cyclones hat that he got? It was a different hat?
This was the hat that Steven had on, the UK hat with the braid on it.
He didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was a new hat.
Anyways, the first thing Steven said to me and Scott was, what do y'all think of my hat? And I just said, it looks nice. It looks like a hat for you.
Those were for you.
For you.
I was like, well, Cameron, I thought you'd be all over this. No, I wouldn't wear that. Why? I was like, it's a snapback. You're wearing a damn snapback right now.
And he Cameron touched his forehead. I am, ain't I?
I think it's the braid that I'm not a fan of. I don't know.
Oh, I do remember that hat. It looks like a... I will say it does look like an old-timey hat, yeah. It's got a little doodad across the bill there,
yeah.
Like a white little thingy.
It was like right here.
It
has a braid across the back of the bill.
Well, it looked like a string.
That's basically
yeah.
A string is a braid.
Well.
I don't know the origins of a string.
It didn't look braided to me, but.
But, yeah. That,
yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I'm not a hat guy, though.
And then my next thing was, if it's white, I'm like, I mean, this is a white hat. You see how dirty it is.
Yeah, it looks disgusting.
Thank you. I can't keep a white hat clean, so.
Obviously.
I don't buy white hats no more. This is now my work hat.
Oh,
that's not the lake hat?
My lake hat's at the lake.
In the lake?
No, at the lake.
Oh.
I mean, it's white, too, but I don't.
The water washes it off and keeps it clean.
No,
but I feel like that would make it worse. Well, if you guys don't have anything else, we're just going to wrap it up.
Sounds good to me,
Jared,
boss.
Excellent episode as always from you.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. So glad you contribute to this podcast.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Asshole.
What?
Cameron, are you going to stream?
It's a bit until it's not.
Fair enough. Find us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, find us on Facebook.
Twitch.
Eventually.
So can you only do that on the computer?
I need to put in like old-timey music right now, just like.
No, you can stream on your PlayStation.
So like if I come up there tonight and we want to play something on the PlayStation.
We could stream it.
We could stream it. Oh, okay. I don't know. It's awful.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Peace.